I was too tired on Sunday after returning from our very successful backpacking weekend to celebrate with a drink. However, I've remedied that. Walking down the street, smelled the charcoal fires at Bill's Beer Garden. They're open especially for today. It's the opening weekend, and today being St. Patrick's Day, they were open today. So I went in, had a celebration drink to mark what I consider a very good backpacking weekend with Doug, Eva, and Paul. You can actually get a sense of what our weekend was like if you visit my Flickr stream at flickr.com/wanderingkenknight. There's something special about winter trips. They are quite a bit tougher in many ways than backpacking in the summertime, mostly because it's so much colder. Everything takes a lot longer in the winter. It takes longer to set up camp. It takes longer to take your camp apart. It takes longer to get water. Even if you don't have to melt snow to do it, it just takes longer. And if you do have to melt snow, then it takes a lot longer. Things move more slowly in the wintertime. They move more slowly in camp. They move more slowly on the trail. Altogether, that means your days are inevitably going to be shorter. It doesn't mean they're going to be less fun. It does mean they're probably going to be harder work. But if you go into winter camping with the right mindset and accept the fact that there are times when you are just going to be cold, you can have a very good experience, especially if you're doing your traveling with people you get along well with. This was certainly the case for the four of us. And although we probably only actually hiked a little over 8 miles all told over the weekend, I think we thoroughly enjoyed ourselves. I wish I had seen the bald eagles that the others saw, and I don't think I really saw the ducks on the Manistee River, though I know I heard them. Doug happened to see some deer way off in the distance at one time, but that was pure happenstance as he was waiting for the sunset. The deer were making good use of a south-facing ridge where little shoots are already starting to appear. And that, of course, means easy eating. And to a deer this time of year, that's just got to be golden. We experienced high temperatures that were actually above freezing, certainly when we started the trip, and a little bit below 0 degrees Fahrenheit, the depths of the night on our second night of the trip. Generally, though, I'd have to say the daytime highs were probably in the teens, perhaps low 20s. If I have any regrets, it's that I'm not clearly a truly dedicated photographer, because on Saturday night, actually probably really very early Sunday morning, the full moon just turned on a light show, bathing our campsite in brilliant light and glinting off of the Manistee River. While I'm sure it would be a very tricky picture to take, it probably, if it had come out, would have been a spectacular one. However, although I did spend some time out of my tent going to the bathroom, I very quickly got back into my tent because it was around 0 degrees Fahrenheit and I just wanted to be in my warm sleeping bag. Oh well, who knows? Maybe next year, if I'm in the same place and the moon is full and the sky clear, I'll be able to do a better job. There is something special about a full moon glinting off of snow that is remarkably, qualitatively, certainly quantitatively, different than just a full moon without snow. The snow adds so much more light and also makes for some crazy shadows. However, barring that one little regret, it was an exceptional trip. And if I only could share with you some of the wonderful night sounds we heard, especially on the first night with the rain coming down and the owls hooting off in the distance, that would make this a much more interesting audio. But sadly, I don't think I can really do that. Keep listening and looking for more to come on this wonderful little weekend adventure, the Manistee River Trail in Manistee National Forest here in Michigan.